The oops heard round the world. A typo to blame for Wall Street's whiplash?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Usually, when we talk about the markets rising and falling, it's a fraction of a percent. But yesterday afternoon, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 10%, losing 600 points in 7 minutes. Some estimates say that's like $1 trillion going up in smoke. 15 minutes later, the Dow shot back up. Many people think a typo was to blame, that a trader selling shares typed billion instead of million, and that computers programmed to sell when the markets drop kicked in and made everything worse. Here to help us make sense of this all is Neil McKinnon with VTB Capital in London. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
So the markets plunged 600 points in 7 minutes, which is very extreme. And a lot of what we're hearing this morning is that that was probably caused by a technical glitch. What do you think?
I think that it might be dangerous to assume that this was purely some sort of technical glitch that can be explained away and everything goes back to normal. There may be worries that the Chinese economy, which has been the locomotive of global growth, is starting to slow down. And of course, the debt problems in the Eurozone, which are escalating, not getting any better, are all coming together to undermine investor confidence and push down the global stock markets.
One thing that people are talking about is that if the markets drop a certain amount, computer programs that traders use sort of take control and do massive sell-offs or shut down. Did that potentially contribute to the drop that we saw?
Possibly. I mean, certainly since the market crash in 1987, there's been circuit breakers in play to try and prevent sort of this intraday volatility. And it'll just be interesting to see over the next few days whether equity markets regain their poise, that investors see this as a buying opportunity, or whether there is a deeper correction in store. So, yeah, we're a very crucial juncture, I think, for global financial markets.
One thing we've been hearing a lot about lately in Goldman Sachs trials and other places is shorting. Is anyone making money off of this volatility right now?
I mean, it's difficult to say. I think the sort of recent volatility may have well created losses for investors. And I think as a result, investors and traders will be more cautious. They certainly need to be more cautious because I think there's a few things going on in global economy and global financial markets that warrant some degree of caution.
Neil McKinnon is global macro strategist with VTB Capital in London. Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
Glitch or no glitch, it was a dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day down nearly 350 points to 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 3.4%. The S&P 500 dropped 3.25%. European markets are down this morning, even as European leaders put the finishing touches on a bailout for Greece. London's FTSE is off 1%. And there's an added worry in the UK this morning. Yesterday's national election ended in uncertainty. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So, Stephen, what happened here? Who won?
No one. Everyone lost. All three main political parties did worse than they were hoping. The result is a hung parliament. That is, parties have to form a coalition or other kind of alliance to form a viable government. It looks like Gordon Brown's Labour Party is out and the Conservatives will be in, but it could be hours, perhaps even days of horse trading before we know for sure.
So there's a lot of uncertainty then.
Yes, very much so. And investors don't like it. The pound has taken quite a beating, 3 cents down against the dollar. It's even fallen against a falling euro. Investors are worried, of course, about the UK's huge budget deficit and whether the new government is going to be strong enough to tackle it, to make the necessary painful cuts in public spending. Matthew Taylor, an advisor to the former Prime Minister Tony Blair, says the problem is none of the parties have spelt out how much pain is on the way.
To create a kind of a coalition which then sustains you through doing things that weren't in your manifesto and aren't popular with the public, well, that's pretty tough.
So some tough times ahead for the UK, perhaps some Greek-style unrest here, and some anxious moments for investors as they wait over the next few hours and perhaps days to find out who's going to be the next UK Prime Minister.
Well, let's just hope that hanging chads stay out of it. Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market.
It's only May, but for the movie industry, it's summer blockbuster season. The first big budget release hits theaters today, Iron Man 2. Jill Barchet reports.
I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Iron Man 2 is one of 11 sequels or remakes to come out this summer. There's Shrek Forever After, Toy Story 3, even The Karate Kid.
It's a trend that just keeps coming and coming.
That's Carl Diorio at The Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood studios do like sure bets, particularly on $200 million investments.
He says studios are betting heavily on international markets this year. They now make up 60% of ticket sales. And there's an added incentive to get movies overseas early.
Those moviegoers will be basically unavailable once the Soccer World Cup commences in mid-June.
The World Cup has pushed Paramount to do something extremely unusual. Normally, movies are released in the U.S. first. But Paramount decided to release Iron Man 2 to 53 foreign countries a full week ago. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
And finally, McDonald's and Facebook are teaming up to launch a location service. It would tell people which McDonald's you were in when you updated your Facebook status. That's great, because if there's one thing I want, it's 300 friends knowing about my Wednesday night cheeseburger breakdown. Actually, this might just be the greatest diet plan ever. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.